John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, one thing I don't like about America is we got real bad drug policy. We got horrible drug policy, man. We got people in jail for getting high. For getting high, man. And the government always says drugs are illegal because they're bad for you and we're trying to protect society. But the government don't give a f*** about your safety. They sell guns at Walmart. They don't give a f*** about you. Nah, the government's like this. The government, they don't want you to use your drugs. They want you to use their drugs. So every night on TV, you see a weird-ass drug commercial trying to get you hooked on some legal f***, and they just keep naming symptoms till they get one that you got, okay? It's like, are you sad? Are you lonely? You got athlete's foot? Are you hot? Are you cold? What you got? You want this pill? You got to take this pill. They don't even tell you what the pill does. You see a lady on a horse or a man in a tub, and they just keep naming symptoms. Are you depressed? Are you lonely? Do your teeth hurt? What the f***? I saw a commercial the other day that said, do you go to bed at night and wake up in the morning? They got one. I got that. I'm sick. I need that pill.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hey, hey. Well, hi, everybody.
Gay, 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 gay.
He's a jackass.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
He prefers to be treated like a dog.
No, no, you're a prick.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Excuse my French, but I am P.O.
Who, Mr. Bond? I expect you to die.
That's so gay.
Dumbass. Be warned. This is extremely graphic. So if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
The son likes them. Don and Mike.
Seriously, have you ever talked to a woman without having to give your credit card number?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Jungle!
Uh-oh, Jungle.
Wow.
A lot of tape there, huh?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, it would be you.
Don and Mike Show.
Go. Let's try Hello? Again. Hello, it's you. You're on the air. Yes, you, sir. Go ahead.
Christ, what is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Check out Laz.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Check out.
No, don't just dive right in. You have to explain, why did you not know you were on the air?
What with the delay?
My phone's about to die.
What?
Sounds fine to me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was wondering if Don and Mike had ever heard of pornotube.com.
Hey, this is Don and Mike, dude.
Hey, when you're going to talk about Pornotube, you really have to whisper.
Pornotube.com?
Hey.
Have you ever seen that? It's got pterodactyl porn.
Pterodactyl?
Now you've whet our appetite.
Pterodactyl porn?
Yes.
You mean the flying dinosaur birds?
Describe,
yeah,
please.
Like a chick taking on three pterodactyls. Dudes dressed as pterodactyls.
Oh, dudes oh, dressed
guys
as
guys dressed in dinosaur suits?
That's no fun.
All right, goodbye, Jurassic Park.
That's not fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, I watched that.
Hello.
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 Yeah, what do you guys want?
Is this the OJ guy again?
It's the OJ guy again.
I heard somebody call me and told me you guys want to talk to me. What do you want?
It's the same guy. It's the same goddamn guy. Hello.
You're the same dude.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey there, Mike. I'm Aaron. Bird Mike, I'd like to get you in that dark room, boy.
I'm not sure if this is a combination of every Southern sheriff from every bad movie and Sling Blade.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Either way.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
I wanted to wish your cousin Luigi a happy Easter.
Cousin Luigi, I will pass along your very best wishes
very
to him.
Silly.
Right? Cousin Luigi.
Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
It's a very silly
What
call.
A spread your cousin Luigi had, Don, for Easter Sunday.
Really?
It was delicious. You should have been there. Great antipasti.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They had pork chops marsala.
Did he have cunnilingi?
Yes, they certainly did. It was delicious.
He has great fried cunnilingi.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Hello.
Most people don't like squid.
Donnie.
Hello, you're Johnny, on the air.
Michael?
Hello. Yes, hi.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I think David Bowie should tell those black girls to shut your mouth.
I'm totally confused.
David Bowie should tell those black girls to shut their mouths.
Why?
David Bowie. Does anyone have any clue?
Don't quite get it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you guys need to check out Stupid Rex on YouTube.
Is the rest of the show going to be people calling us with ideas that we should go on the internet and bad phones?
Right. Probably so. So what you should do is email it to us at donamikewebsite.com.
And give us the suggestions for the good websites.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
And then we'll go to see your auntie, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. You know what I like?
What?
I like rape.
Hi, Rob.
If you have a lot of YouTube suggestions, use the other email address, donandmike@northpole.net.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, old news, but there's a YouTube video out where a guy shoots a bottle rocket out of his you-know-what. I don't know if you've seen that one or not.
That's the one that was submitted by Joe Ardinger.
Seen it, right, Mike, and I filmed it.
Don actually, I was holding the lights and Don had the camera, and Joe went out of the backyard, and it was fantastic.
That's all we're going to have those people calling about YouTube. So let's instead talk about something we've not talked about yet today.
Okay.
Don Imus.
No, I'm sorry you said that.
Actually, there is funny stuff. Did you hear what Al Roker said?
I read what Al Roker said.
Yeah, same here.
Al Roker, let me see. Here it is.
The jolly Al Roker.
Yes.
Al Roker, who I think has been one of the parade of people that have been on Imus' show before. Now, this is not what Al Roker said on the Today Show.
Oh.
This is what he wrote in his blog.
Okay.
Al has a blog.
Al Roker.
Alvin.
Hello there, everybody.
Now stop it.
I don't think that's how it's
What
started.
Did he write?
He wrote... Hello there, everybody. This is Ham Albert Roker.
No, he didn't write that. What did he say?
Lord, it am going to be sunny today.
What did he write?
No, he wrote, it is time.
But seriously.
It is time. It's time for Imus to go. I, for one, am tired of his diatribes, the humor at others' expense, the cruelty that passes for funny. The I'm a good person who said a bad thing apology doesn't cut it. Mm. At least he didn't try to weasel out of this by hiding behind alcohol or drug abuse. Still, he said it, and a 2-week suspension doesn't cut it. It is, at best, a slap on the wrist, a vacation, nothing.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow. So you don't expect Al Roker to be mean and that angry, but there he is.
That's the end of that.
You know, one thing that Al Roker does right here, the whole thing that we're getting towards in this country now, take the race part out of it.
Uh-huh.
The humor... at others' expense. Hello. That's something that I really would go to war for. You know, there's not a lot that I would go to war for. I would like to think if I was alive, like when Pearl Harbor was attacked, I probably wouldn't have run to Canada. I probably would have joined Armed Forces Radio and done something I could have to help out.
Something helpful.
That's putting your ass on the line right there.
You know, I like making it.
You would have run and joined Armed Forces Radio, and Rob would have joined the theater troupe. That's what it would.
You would have been right with me in the USO.
I think that, it was a different time. It was a different time when everybody felt differently. I mean, everybody in World War II, when we were attacked by Japan, everybody felt that way. Everybody felt like they wanted to serve.
You would entertain with a vengeance.
I'd entertain if I was chosen to.
Anyway.
I'm a radio man.
I would probably go to war for something like that.
Yeah.
I kind of felt that way, as we all did, on 9/11. And there's been the whole free speech thing and the censorship since Janet Jackson and the way that the FCC is.
Right.
But really, Al Roker and everyone else has to know something. You cannot, in our society, take away humor at others' expense, because then you don't have any humor.
Well, you can't regulate comedy.
Think to the basic slapstick.
Mm-hmm.
A guy taking a fall, a guy slipping and falling down.
Right.
You're laughing at the fact that a guy fell down. At what point do we say, you know what? This Laurel and Hardy has to be outlawed because
they're hurting themselves and we're laughing at it.
Right.
Right.
The Three Stooges.
Well,
you see them, Mo slaps Larry and slaps Curly across the face.
Not right.
That's at Curly's expense.
Well, don't you remember when we were kids when they would run that disclaimer before the Three Stooges that said, hey, kids, don't forget, Don't do what the Three Stooges do. Don't poke yourselves in the eyes.
Right. There's a great cartoon in Mad Magazine from years ago where a guy is watching a comedy movie, and it's one of those comic strips they have, and she says to him, "Why aren't you laughing?" And he says, "I just don't like laughing at the humor that makes fun of other people." And as soon as he does that, a person walks in front of him and spills the popcorn and falls. And you see the guy just laughing out loud.
You can't help it.
I mean, it is kind of the way we're programmed. That's what you do. I mean, what do you laugh at?
And then here's the other I miss thing today. Let me see. He's now talking about how he's not like Michael Richards.
Uh-huh.
He's not like Mel Gibson.
Right.
If I was Imus, I don't think I would be offering my name up
with those other
with
names.
Those guys.
And when he did that, the first time he did that, it's like, shut up about that. I mean, you don't want people to judge you harshly right now. So why are you bringing, and who's to say, seriously, what was inside of Michael Richards' head at that time?
Right.
Everybody's calling him this insane guy that raved out. Of course, what he did was wrong, but can you crawl inside of Michael Richards? Do you think maybe there was some part of him that says, hey, I'll pull out of this by making that joke?
Right.
And, you know, he was on stage. Who knows?
Who knows?
And then Imus is using him as an example. It's a very strange, very slippery slope.
Then this is also more the reason that I'm pretty sure he's gone, is that here's the most desperate Imus quote of the day.
Okay.
I want to add a black co-host to my show for some perspective.
Oh, my. Wow, there's a man who's feeling like, know,
boy, that's there's going to be quite a line out the door to do that, I would imagine.
Know, I don't, you know, Al Roker would like the job.
That's going to seem really genuine, isn't it, when that happens? How'd you like to be the person of color who joins Don Imus because of this? That's ridiculous.
You know
that's, I mean, I don't think it's a bad guy.
You know who
is
would
kind
be
of
super?
Out of his mind?
Wayne Brady.
Perfect.
He said this right now.
He said this today.
Jesus. Unbelievable.
That's his quote today.
Wow.
Timing is everything, isn't it?
And let me see. What it's then Snoop Dogg says that he can call women nappy-headed hoes, but Imus can't.
Okay. Did he say the reason why?
He said, it's different. Rappers aren't talking about no collegiate girls who have made it to the next level.
True.
He's talking about now rappers. We're talking about hoes in the hood that ain't doing S, that's trying to get an N-word for his money. These are two separate things. First off, we ain't no old-ass white men that sit on MSNBC going hard on black girls.
True.
We're rappers that have these songs coming from our minds and our souls that are relevant to what we feel.
Okay. Interesting.
I will not let them mother effers say we are in the same league as him. Kick him off the air.
Interesting.
Snoop
a lot of people feel that.
That's what Snoop. Well, Roker, that's what Snoop Dogg Roker says.
If that's the definitive word from Snoop, then I'm listening. I'm paying attention right now.
And he's another one that I gotta wonder about.
Ooh, Snoop.
Another one of them. No, just another entertainer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this has nothing to do with race.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing to me that Snoop Dogg has gone through whatever this public makeover is that he has, because he, for some reason now, is a beloved figure.
Yes.
He was a beloved figure, but then he's gotten into it lately.
Yeah, but he still is playing the
I mean, he was trying to clean up his image a little bit, but then because of a few, I think maybe one or two arrests.
Yeah, he got stopped at an airport a couple of times.
And they're still all over the internet, you know, you can see that quality Snoop porn.
Yeah, yeah, and then on the other hand, he's, you know, when you see him on TV now, he's like with his youth group, his Pop Warner Football League.
He coaches the football team.
And charity work.
We're looking at Snoop.
I think they were undefeated, too.
We're looking at Snoop Dogg, like, as the arbiter of what is good and what is bad.
Well, in the sense that you hear people, so many calls, and we got a lot of them yesterday on the show, when they're talking about rap music and rappers. So from that standpoint, he's qualified to talk about
it. Here's my point, though. The only person that I want to hear on that topic is MC Hammer, okay?
Fair enough.
That of is course, where, I was foolish to think Snoop Dogg
That is
was.
Where rap begins.
Exactly.
That is where rap ends.
Right.
When the man with the parachute pants comes out and tells me he's had enough,
right,
then I'm listening.
All right.
Not Will Smith?
Not Will Smith. S-M-I-F-F.
Well, everybody's talking about it, that's for sure.
The Pursuit of Crappiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of my movie.
Parents just don't understand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Al Roker. Do you ever watch him on the Today Show?
No, never. I've never seen him.
Is he on there? Not familiar with him.
Half of his comments are little sexual innuendo snipes at the women. Why doesn't anybody ever call him on that?
Everybody,
you know what else? Everybody's being judged now.
You know what else we should do? We should just take him out back and just beat the crap out of him, huh? That Al Roker.
That works for me.
Yeah, that does work for you, doesn't it, pal?
What a bastard Al Roker is.
A little uppity for you?
I heard him yesterday morning. You know what he said to Meredith Vieira?
What?
Oh, baby. I love to climb up on top of you.
Yeah, I don't think this caller gets the joke.
Hello?
We've dusted him.
I think he's gone. I think perhaps Emily was being mocked. A-hole.
Yeah, Al Roker.
Let's attack Al Roker.
Al Roker.
Think about an unattackable individual. Yeah. Let's attack Al Roker.
Because Al Roker is so sexual when he's on TV.
Yes.
God, let me say, Natalie Morales, your ass has never looked more delightful.
It's got to be stopped.
Meredith.
Oh, Meredith.
I have been IFing you all morning long.
Ann Curry, I've been wondering what's under that skirt all morning.
Smart.
What's big and black and in Al's pants? We'll find out after the forecast.
Yeah. The controversial Al Roker.
Get out of here.
God, shut up.
See what's happening in my neck of the woods.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
This is John from Ocean City.
Hi, John.
Hey, just a little sidebar to this whole mess. Don, do you think that Al Sharpton has purchased the bat phone? I swear to God, if there's any injustice in the United States, he must be connected into every news organization in the world. And it's like, Al, I must just made a big thing. Let's jump on him. Gang on.
You know, and I read about this, and I think that didn't the Imus people reach out to Al Sharpton? Al Sharpton was just popping off about this.
Yeah,
he was giving his opinion, but, I mean, he requested to go on.
It is totally Imus's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he actually...
For requesting that.
He contacted Al Sharpton. Right. So, I mean, that's when this happened.
Al Sharpton, who is now the official leader of All Blacks,
mm-hmm.
That has now been decided.
Reverend Al.
Don Imus is the official leader of All Whites.
Uh-huh. All Whites with cowboy shirts.
And Al Sharpton is the official leader of All Blacks.
Fair enough.
That is the state of the country as we see it.
And Kim Jong-il is the official spokesperson for all Asians.
All Asians.
All of them?
Yes. That happened as soon as they stopped doing the nuclear thing.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I should speak like the president. Nuclear.
And where is my Kim Jong-il thing? Okay.
Oh.
Kim Jong-il had his birthday over the weekend.
Oh, dear leader.
And he ate 12 giant rabbits.
Really?
I have a taste for rabbit.
He saw a news story about a guy in Germany who breeds giant rabbits, 20-pound rabbits.
Wow.
Wow, and he wanted rabbit?
Yeah. He got it in his head that he wanted to eat some of these rabbits.
Rabbit!
So his handlers told Kim Jong-il it's not a good idea.
Dear leader, we will travel the world to find you the giant rabbit.
Too much food?
He wanted to go to Germany to get the giant rabbits. They said,
Kim Jong-il wanted to go over there?
Yeah.
He wanted to go pick him up?
Yes, he wanted to go to the guy's farm in, Rob, how do you pronounce that town in Germany?
Eberswald.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Goebbels.
North Korea decided it would be too dangerous for Kim Jong-il to go to Germany to pick up the giant rabbits.
You picture him sitting in like a big Emperor Ming chair going, I want to get giant rabbits.
So they sent some of his henchmen to Germany where they got 12 giant rabbits.
12. Alive?
Yes. They brought them back to North Korea.
I wish to kill them myself.
They killed them.
Uh-huh.
And not only Kim Jong-il, but all of the country's leaders ate them. At his 65th birthday party.
Did they say how they were prepared? Was it a rabbit fricassee? Was it a stew?
It does not say.
Was it rabbit marsala?
It does not say. There's a quote from the guy in Germany, though. How do you pronounce that guy? It's Carl. How do you say his last name?
Smolinski, I think.
Carl Smolinski says.
Smolinski.
Yeah. Smolinski!
He says.
Get that rabbit up here.
They came and took 12 of my big rabbits. I was looking forward on going to the trip to North Korea, but they won't let me go.
Of course they won't.
They took 12 of my rabbits. I only breed 60 rabbits a year.
Well, obviously they paid for the rabbit. Did they steal them?
It doesn't sound like it. And then he says again,
they took 12 of my rabbits.
Dot, thing. Dot, dot. They took my 12 biggest rabbits.
Wow. Well, he sounds pissed. And dear leader, maybe he thinks that eating big rabbits will make him taller.
And now here is the rabbit.
It's true, Doc. I'm a rabbit, all right. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home?
I am dear leader.
Shoot him now! Shoot him now!
Really?
You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now. He does so have to shoot me now. I demand that you shoot me now. Let's run through that again. Okay. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home? Shoot him now. Shoot him now. You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now. Ha! That's it! Hold it right there! Pronoun trouble. It's not he doesn't have to shoot you now. It's he doesn't have to shoot me now. Well, I say he does have to shoot me now. So shoot me now!
Is Mel Blanc the greatest or what?
He was.
I mean, really the greatest. Yeah. God, I love listening to him.
Hey, where's Bugs Bunny Nips the Nips?
Oh, okay, hold on.
Can you find that one?
His encounter with Kim Jong-il.
And if there is anybody out there who can find an image, now not a photoshopped image, but an actual image of these giant 20-pound rabbits.
That's a big rabbit.
Eberswald. In eastern Germany. Please email us the pictures.
Oh, so it was East Germany. Of course, it's not Eastern. Now it's Eastern
Germany.
It's
not East and West Germany.
It's not East Germany anymore. I was living in the past, the good old days when the curtain was up.
Do you remember we used to have fun, though, with Checkpoint Charlie?
Oh, that was big fun.
Remember with Charlie at Checkpoint Charlie?
Hello! I'm sorry, I can't let you cross. We have really big rabbits.
Oh, my God.
Giant 20-pounders.
These are big rabbits.
He took my big... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow. It's like a bear.
Thank you. Buzz just found the image for
God,
us.
God, look at that.
Wow. Buzz just found it. God damn.
Those are big rabbits.
I wonder that if is a huge rabbit.
You know, not to say that I agree with the communist dictator, but I wonder if they're tender.
I sure wonder if they're tender.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
They look like... Something
to be the special in your stew.
We got rabbit. We got rabbit for ye.
All right, one more rabbit tape, as long as we're on the topic.
Okay.
Great one. Bugs Bunny Nips the Nips. This is not politically correct.
Yaps. Hundreds of them. This calls for strategy. I'll have to put on my thinking cap. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get him while they're cold. Get your ice cream cane. Here's yours, bull eggs. Here, one for you, monkey face. Now, don't shove, there's plenty for all. Here you are, slant eyes. Everybody gets one. Ice cream.
He doesn't kill them all yet.
No?
Well, that's that.
Oh, just one minute, Joe. Just one minute. Oh, you don't get away from me. You wait. I got the free one.
Believe me, sweetie face, it's a pleasure.
God.
Business is booming.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Jesus.
I did a bad thing.
Look at the picture that he got up now. Look at this rabbit.
That's not real.
Look at that. That is real.
One rabbit can feed 12 people.
He's got his hands around it.
That is more than a 20-pound rabbit. Yeah.
That's got to be a trick.
The giant gray rabbits of Germany. No, it's not a trick. There are hundreds of pictures.
Did you Google it, Buzz?
I did. Google images and found many, many pictures.
That looks to be about 40 pounds.
Well, once again, dear leader has turned us on to the latest sensation.
He's a leader.
Delicious rabbit. Ah, wonderful. Rabbit stool. Yes, we will feed the whole country. Oh, no, we won't. We'll just keep it for ourselves.
He had 12 of them.
Wow. 12, really?
12 of them.
And he and his entourage?
He and his henchmen.
Turtle and all those other people that he has with him. Drama and Turtle and Dear Leader.
Did you read that? That entourage, speaking of Turtle, entourage got a great number on Sunday night.
Good.
A bigger number than it has in any previous year. And the Sopranos rating was way down.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I guess that in 2002, when they came back on, they had 15 million viewers.
Right.
And then 2 years ago, it was 9 million viewers. And Sunday night, 7 million viewers.
You know, you can never shortchange the talent of Matthew's brother, who
who's that guy? He's the different guy, the Dylan boy.
Oh, Kevin Dillon.
The retarded Dylan boy.
He's the only thing I don't like on Entourage.
I hate him. He's like a train wreck, isn't he? You kind of stare at him.
Yeah. Did you get the impression that they didn't promote The Sopranos enough this time? I barely caught it, and Buzz missed it.
I missed it. Yeah.
Every time I turned on HBO, I saw the goddamn ad with, what's her name, with Karen Duffy?
Oh, yeah, Duff.
She does that HBO,
she hosts
the HBO Buzz thing.
Yeah,
but as far as, like, when they did the, they promoted the fact that they were going to have the season before, that they were going to run it up with a bunch of reruns. Then they had, they're going to talk about the making of The Sopranos, but then the actual episode itself, I didn't think they hit it home enough. I really didn't see a lot of it. It was. If it was promoted, it wasn't promoted correctly.
Well,
because it caught a lot of people by surprise.
But even take away the fact that they didn't promote it on HBO, it was on every magazine cover. It was on every television section. It was in the arts section of every newspaper.
But we assume that The Sopranos isn't coming on. That's the thing. Oh, there's no way that it's going to be on this week, and we waited too long.
Although there's a part of me that thinks good. I almost think. It's like when The Sopranos first came on,
right?
When not a lot of people knew about it. Maybe it's an ebb and flow thing, and even though they promoted the crap out of it, a lot of people are bored with it. Awesome. So you have now left what I like to call just the core fans.
Well, if they're bored with it, see you later, because I sure like that first episode.
More for us.
In the cabin by the lake.
And I heard it on...
With Janice's legs.
I heard it on very, very, very good authority that it is Stevie Van Zandt that gets it this week.
Really?
Yeah. Not to be a super spoiler.
Well, and you're gonna have to see if it happens this week. And
right.
If it does happen, then you're gonna have to be more careful, because after if it happens this week and it's Stephen Van Zandt, and then then you're gonna know who's getting killed every week, and you will be the spoiler. You're not the spoiler now because you think there's a chance it might not happen, right?
Well, I will write down who I heard it from.
Okay.
Kim Jong Un.
Okay.
Right.
Indirectly through him.
Yeah, what does he know?
What? Okay.
I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding, of course.
You're right. What does he know?
Our one showbiz connection.
Exactly.
Okay. And it's not Dick Van Patten, because I know that's what everyone is out there thinking.
Well, he just started. Look, why do we have to keep it a secret? He just started working for us. It's a gentleman by the name of Jason Veazey.
When we come back, oh, I know what it is. It's moonshine time.
That's right.
Moonshine.
It's time for the Joe Artinger Moonshine Hour.
Yay. Have a cup of shine.
We'll be right back with your host, Joe.
Joe.
How you doing, Joe?
How are you doing, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
The Joe Show.
Joe. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.